Tonight, I would like to introduce you to our guest on the show, Margaret Plutecka, the director of Target Accounting London Company, a successful businesswoman who started her own financial company 10 years ago and has never looked back. Good evening, Margaret.
Good evening.
For starters, tell us, was there a turning point in your life when you decided that working for yourself was the best option for you? And what did you do to fulfill your dreams?
As a mother with two children and full-time job, I was juggling daily, and I've decided that this is not the way I would like to lead my life. I was looking at different options. What could I do to be at home a good mom? I've decided to set up a company, and I started with one client from home. Obviously, this allowed me to look after the kids at the same time. But the company grew very, very quickly, and soon after, I had to set up a proper office out of the house and run it from there.
How difficult was it for you as a woman and being Polish to establish yourself in a world of business, which we know can be very tough and competitive?
Most startups are short of cash. You go from one crisis to another to struggle to keep afloat, and you don't predict situation that will happen. You don't have experience of running business. So obviously it's very difficult. But what I found out, if you are determined, if you are confident, strong will, and you believe in yourself, you survive. And the crucial survival 2 years are for everybody. So once you pass the stage of survival, it starts to be a bit more established, and then you can plan and have your strategy and see what you can do in the future to grow your business. And like any good entrepreneur, we have to take the risk, and when we start anything new, it usually doesn't work for the first time. I can see that only the second time, when people learn from their own mistake and they ensure that the mistake are not repeated for the second time, they succeed and they build strong businesses.
As part of Global Entrepreneurship Week, a series of free events were held in London to promote enterprise. You were invited to one of these events as a main speaker. Please tell us more about it.
I was invited by Harrow in Business on Wednesday to take part in an Entrepreneurial Week event. And I was the main speaker during the lunch event for about 50 women who were thinking about setting something up or were already small businesses that just run for a year or two. We were talking about different things. I've gave some encouragement and examples from my own experience. Every single woman in this place who had children, we had the same problems. We've discovered that everyone had problems with childcare.
Childcare is very expensive business.
And childcare is incredibly expensive to basically be able to afford. When my kids were born, I didn't want to give up my profession, so I was working and full salary I paid towards the childcare. Mm. And when we were talking today at this event, the ladies were sharing exactly the same. They said that it was very, very difficult. But what I have to say that current Women's and Equality Minister Maria Miller is actually supporting women, and she's helping women to juggle their work and family lives by reducing the cost of childcare and improving its availabilities. And she even, this is like a news that this week, she will introduce a scheme to create 6,000 new childcare businesses by providing grants for up to £500 to encourage people to set them up. So it's a good news for someone who is at the moment at home, doesn't have an idea what to do, that some money is available to set the business up.
Yeah, that's great news.
Very good. Also, there are some changes as well, because they try to encourage more people to go into businesses, and there are some money available to people in different ways. A lot of advice, a lot of organization trying to help businesses to grow. For example, UK Trade and Investment is one of the organizations who help tremendously people to grow businesses and export the products from UK abroad.
From your own experience, what advice would you give someone who would like to start their own enterprise, however small or big?
Don't try to do it everything yourself. ask for advice, ask experts, be open, don't feel shy or intimidated. So
be persistent.
Yes, join the network groups. Join the, for example, Chamber of Commerce, join some local organizations, women networks. So don't try to do everything yourself. Ask experts and believe in yourself, and then you will succeed.
Margaret, thank you very much. But before I say goodbye, tell me, please, what music do you like and who is your favorite singer or band?
So obviously, I'm Polish, so yes. I would like to maybe mention a group called Perfect.
Oh, yes.
So if you could play for us one song, this would be great.
Yes, I will. Margaret, once more, thank you very much. I wish you every success and please keep in touch.
Thanks, Bożena.
I was talking to Margaret Plutecka and here is her song choice.